Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Agony Uncles. I'm Uncle Si.
And I'm your Uncle Dave.
And you know how it is, don't you? You know, it's a funny old world. One minute you're trundling along quite nicely in the sunshine, but the next minute dark clouds appear and come along, and then it all goes a bit pants.
Yeah, when sliding down the banister of life, you're bound to get splinters in your arse. Yes, and that's where we come in.
Yes.
We've seen it all on our many travels. And that's why we want to help you with your troubles on this, the Agony Uncles podcast.
Oh, yes. Now, helping us with the troubles and trials this week is the voice of your problems, the one, the only, the silver fox, the gorgeous human being that he is, the silky, gorgeous loveliness that is ice cream. Is that enough? Is that okay? Mr. Mark Jeeves. Hello, Jeevesy.
Oh, I have to have a lie down after that. Yes, hello. Yes. Lovely to see everyone. It's fantastic to see everybody.
Oh, and here she is. She makes Barbara Cartland look like Katie Price. She's like Lady Penelope on the outside and Dear Deirdre on the inside. It's posh tash.
Morning.
Right, Uncle Dave, wingle that jingle finger.
Ding, 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 dong, boo.
Hello, hairy bikers. Here is my request. I have got a problem that I must get off my chest. Won't you listen to my story like a hairy Jack and Ori? Cause I heard your advice is the best.
In this week's Web of Worry, Uncle Si, Uncle Dave, and Posh Tash, you will be giving guidance on these issues and challenges. We have a sticky mess. We have some biking bother. We have some bedsheet bother. And in confidential corner, we have meat and two veg. But our first problem, which is a sort of a cookery issue, is called a sticky mess. And it comes from Deborah and her in disgrace partner, Paul.
Oh.
It says, Dear Uncle Si, Uncle Dave, Posh Tash, whilst in Tesco the other week, I noticed a selection of hairy bikers cookware all at club card prices. Well, I thought I'd have a couple of those, and I took a couple of items home. I love them. One is an aluminium stock pot.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect size for a casserole, she said. I was surprised at how much my hubby was impressed by it too. He's not really into cooking, but he took a great deal of interest in it. I was working away for a couple of days last week, but when I returned home full of casserole ideas, I went for my new stock pot, only to find it all covered in a smeary, greasy material, which I could not shift. I asked my husband. He initially denied any knowledge, but then admitted that he'd boiled his motorbike chain in it. This is apparently the best way to clean motorbike chains.
He says
he reckoned that you would have designed it to be dual purpose as your bikers. Is this true? If so, how can I get it clean? Says Deborah and the in disgrace Paul. Over to you.
Hey, Paul, you've played a proper flanker there on Dave and I, haven't you?
Yeah.
You sneaky git.
How could you, our stock pot, we're taking no responsibility for you boiling a motorbike chain.
I mean, it's not something that you instantly think of doing. Yes, in an old pot, but not your wife's new hairy biker stock pot.
Let's face it, the grease that's on your motorbike chain is designed never to come off in a thunderstorm. Do you know what I mean? That's going to stick on our pan and probably ruin it, really.
I tell you what you can do. If you take a boiling water, and if you take a, what do you call them, dishwasher tablet, and then put it in and leave it overnight. I don't know what's in dishwasher tablets, but that stuff shifts everything. It's quite remarkable, including your fingernails, but don't leave them in overnight. But that's worked for, I've recovered loads of pots from that.
Paul, stop disrespecting our cookware.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, man.
I disagree. Like... I like it. I like his thinking. He goes dual purpose. If ever there was a pot to boil a chain in, it's got to be them. I like his thinking.
No, it's like whitewashing the Mona Lisa. Do you know what I mean? I mean, do it. It's acts of barbarianism.
Yeah. The effort that me and Dave go to get them right, and look what he does. Goes and boils an old... What sort of bait was it? Did he tell you?
Didn't say. I think she's too angry.
Yeah.
I think basically he needs to take her back down and buy a new one. He can have his chain stock pot from Harry Bikers and she can have her cooking one.
Well, there's management talking.
Then we get two sales.
honestly, you're so shifty, Tash.
They're reminding me of that great dictator. It would be Paul's pot, wouldn't it?
Oh! Yeah. So what you did there.
There for walking, that's for thinking.
Food makes everything better.
Okay, now we're going to stay with the biking theme with some biking bother. And this one comes to us from Al, who says, hello, fellow bikers, Posh Tash and the Duke. Firstly, Dave, it's great to see you looking so well. Keep up the fight.
Thank you.
Al also says, I have two questions. Question one, you obviously ride a lot in your TV programmes, but outside of work, do you still get to ride for pleasure much together? Let's ask Al.
I mean, when we can, we do, but it's become less and less, mate, hasn't it? It's a bit odd.
Yeah, I suppose so. Funny enough, when my balance had gone with the chemo, I couldn't get on a bike. And say I bought myself a cheap and cheerful Royal Enfield Bullet, and it had a heel and toe change, you see, so it was easier. And it was funny, because for 20 years, Sam and I have been riding motorcycles for work. You know, it's for pleasure, but it's for work. But actually, getting those first tentative steps, just bumbling around the lanes in Staffordshire, it did remind me why I joined the club.
Yeah.
You know, such pleasure, simply being on a motorcycle for motorcycling's sake.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I've actually done a fair amount since, recently, but not long trips. You know, like me and Kingwood tour and go to Italy and everywhere, like, you know, and all over the shop on the bikes. And indeed at work, we're still doing quite considerable distances. Mm. But I've rediscovered that love.
Love, yeah, yeah.
Riding for riding's sake. I think you have too, King, because you just bought, you know, it's the first time, it sounds terribly spoiled, but to go out and buy a motorcycle for pleasure and choice.
Yeah.
Rather than a bike for business, sometimes you borrow it, or you know, if you've got, we always had our own bikes. But the time you get to get on your own bikes, they need recommissioning, and there's all sorts of bits. But actually, since I've been, we've both been out and bought bikes for fun. And you know, it's that thing of if you're abroad and you stop at the you know, in France now on the picnic things, there's always a picnic table. You get off the bike, you need the bike cooling down. You lie on a picnic table, have a snooze, and watch the birds, stuff like that. It's pure bliss.
It is pure bliss. Pure bliss. Absolutely love it.
You're the right person to answer question number two from Al then. He says, my wife and I have been married for 10 years and we've been a couple for 13. I've always been a biker since I got my first bike at the age of 3. I think push bike, probably. He said, it's my passion. My wife shared my passion, loved being a pillion. We even had our motorbike at our wedding. But sadly, in 2021, we were involved in a minor accident. No one was injured. But my wife's attitude to biking has completely changed. I can fully understand this, but it's been a year and a half. I'm itching to get another bike. I feel lost. A big part of my life is missing. But my wife says I'm not allowed another bike. The thought of going the rest of my life without a bike devastates me. Biking makes me happy, and I don't feel the same person without a bike. What should I do? Asks Al. Over to you.
Right. What you do is you go and buy something and just say, I'd tell her and just say, listen, I'm just going to buy something just to tinker on with because I'm missing it. And you do it incrementally. So you'll buy, Dave and I are riding the new BSA Gold Stars, right? And you just, and the fab bikes, they're fantastic. They're not particularly fast, but they go. They're great. And I would do it like that. I'll just say, because it doesn't look too intimidating, you see, but it's a bike and you can get out on it. So I've just bought this to tinker with, darling. I'm just going to take it around the block just to make sure that what I've done works. Or I'm just going to the shops. Or I'm just going to see me mate. Or I'm just going to Hong Kong.
Yeah, sorry. I think you just pushed it a step too far there.
Did I? Was that too soon?
That was well done. That was a really good answer, Si. And then you just went and tipped it over the edge. So I say no to Hong Kong. But I feel like I want to sympathise, though, because I think she's just scared for him. She doesn't want to lose him. And so she's not doing it to be mean. So I think you're right. If you do it in incremental points, then she might get used to it and be less scared. But the moment he drives to Hong Kong, I'm utterly on her side.
Yeah, I mean, I've done an awful lot with Lil on the back of the bike and that. But when I kind of got back into biking, as it were, last year, and I bought this Enfield, it's a trials bike for bullet trials. But I deliberately kind of was pleased it had a single seat.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you could do, because then it's a bike that's something like 27 horsepower, so it's never going to set the world alight. But it's great, great fun. Yeah. I'm having fun on it, but because it's got a single seat, I can't be tempted to compromise Lil, and she doesn't feel compromised because there's nowhere for her to sit on it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The result on both counts is okay, but Lil was funny. When we were skint, we used to go on the bike, and we had a bike with a pannier at the top, you know, two side panniers and a top box. Now, we always had one pannier each, and the top box for your wet weather gear and the bike and the bits. Of course, as we got a few quid, the problem was we went away on holiday. She couldn't buy anything, could she? Because if she bought a pair of shoes, then a pair of shoes would have to go. So the long distance thing wore off with her. But as I said, a single seat bike, it's kind of a compromise that mentally doesn't challenge either of you, really.
Yeah.
Good shout. Well, listen, Al, there's an idea, but just remember, Hong Kong on week one is probably a step too far.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's always been like that, Simon King. Do you know what I mean?
At least he didn't say, I know what you should do, drink. It's right over the head.
Yeah, we've never, neither of us ever drank when we're on the bikes.
That is just plain suicide.
I have seen him though in the bad old days when he would smoke, and he was a proper smoker. I'm talking about him though, he's not here now. But I looked at him one, I couldn't believe it. He actually had a cigarette lit while he's going along, and I've seen him do it with a full face crash helmet. So you know where your eyes are. It's like at 45 degrees. It's like this weird semaphore sticking out, smouldering away. And of course, the faster he got, the more his fag burnt down. So God knows. But then God knows how he got rid of the cigarette end, because when he was stuck inside the helmet.
You were desperate, Si.
That was dedication.
Dedication. very true. It was.
All right, let's take a short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you got problems, you'll be fine. Just drop the Agony Uncles a line.
Welcome back to the Agony Uncles with the Hairy Bikers and Posh Tash. And our next problem comes from Hannah, and it's called Bedsheet Bother. Dear Hairy Bikers and Posh Tash, my question is about how often to change bedding. I figure you'd know this as you're men of the world, and if not, I know Tash will help me, or at least her housekeeper will. You see, says Hannah, my mum taught me that unless you want everyone to think you're a skanker, you should change your bed sheets every single week. My husband has always disagreed with this. When we first met, his bed smelt musty. I asked when he last changed his bed sheets, to which he replied, when I bought the bed, which turned out to have been about 18 months previous.
No!
He maintained it makes no difference. And while 18 months is too long, he'd be quite happily with quarterly, he says, compared with my weekly. Now that the price of running the washing machine is so expensive, however, I'd like to see if he's right and I'm wrong. Any thoughts? Says Hannah, over to you.
Weekly.
Weekly.
Definitely.
Unless I'm weekly.
Yeah, unless there's been somebody. So unless there's somebody stayed in the spare room and you know that somebody else is coming in, then you just change it on the day. Do you know what I mean? So, definitely weekly. That's
See, I have to say I am fortnightly now, but I maybe because I've got so many sheets to wash, and I know I've got kids, etc., and trying to get bed sheets off a teenager is virtually impossible anyway. So, but I think fortnightly is easy. And funny enough, I did used to. So when I did live in Singapore, I did possibly have some help. We did wash the sheets once a week, and I felt it was a bit ridiculous. I felt like I was still enjoying the fresh washing smell, and I felt guilty that she was always doing the washing, and I was like, no, let's change this. And also, I wash them a lot more in summer because they're so much easier to dry outside. So actually, in the winter, I think they might stay on a bit longer.
I think it depends as well. Is nobody dresses the pot if you wear jammies or not? Or a nightie. Surely, you know, that keeps your sheets cleaner because you have your first line of defence.
Yeah, I guess it's the sweat.
Do you know what I mean?
Your sweat, your skin, actually.
And all your shedding.
Yeah, exactly, true. And maybe if you've been splodging, then you're going to want to wash them, you know, every night.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean.
Or if you've been eating chickpeas, then, you know.
Well, so true.
Yes.
But at that point, Dave, though, the duvet's been hovering, so it hasn't really touched your skin. So if you've had chickpeas.
I remember there's a story that when my mum had me, it was in the 50s, she had to go to hospital for 2 months or something before I was born. For some reason in those days, she had high blood pressure and they wanted to keep an eye on her. She left my dad on her own. And she always said this. She came back home and the same sheets, were on the bed that the one she left when she went into hospital. And, she, you know, we were northern working class family. She went ballistic and she dumped me in the cot, give him a slap and then changed the bedding.
The thing that's not very nice is also the pillows, especially with men. I find the pillows get sweaty heads. My husband's slightly follicly challenged, I'll be honest. And you can get that yellow patch on pillowcases. So maybe the pillowcases get washed more frequently as well, just because I can't bear that greasy head. Makes my husband sound so attractive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Vanish?
I still haven't got rid of him, Dave. It doesn't work on him.
Okay, so Hannah, the general consensus, I think, is, weekly, fortnightly is okay. 18 months is pushing it too far.
No, that's just sheer disgusting. And utterly minging.
Toxic.
Well, if you're down, now don't get drunk. Just send an email to the Agony Uncles.
This one is called Meat and Two Veg, and it comes from a collection of people, actually. Amy, Tony, Chris, Paulette and Colleen, who say, "Dear Hairy Bikers, our best friend is qualifying as a doctor in July after many years of study. A few of us, our friends and I, are all keen amateur cooks, and we would like to create, for fun, a fully edible model of a male human body as a surprise for her graduation party. We're using a mix of bread, Victoria sponge, and your wedding cake mix for most of the body, but we're not sure what to use for the genitals. Any suggestions? Amy, Tony, Chris, Paulette, and Colleen. Over to you."
Savoy and two walnuts.
Well, there we are. That was easily done.
Boom. Yeah.
I know. Lychee. Too lychee.
Oh, that's too realistic.
No.
I mean,
not realistic where I'm coming from.
They're good for eyeballs, aren't they? Lychee are really good for eyeballs. If you do Halloween.
A skinned lychee. Oh, dear.
They do a sausage roll, but shape it around, you know, a little bit of an arc. But you see, and leave the end of the sausage sticking out, the sausage roll. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, clever.
Well, sausage roll, you can also that thing as well, that trick where you make four sausage rolls where you beat a piece of bread out, then wrap it around the sausage and bake it if you want a thinner skin.
Yeah.
I'm slightly concerned that you've thought about this quite a lot.
Ready, it took his tongue, isn't it? He knows exactly what to do. Yeah. He's done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mind was cast there, I could see it.
It was remarkable.
I could do chicken sausage if you want to be cock.
Oh, yes, clever. I like the idea of chorizo.
What? It looks like you've got a venereal disease if you do chorizo.
It looks very inflamed, wouldn't it? Really?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, well used.
Well used? It'll be more than well used. Chorizo? You can't use that. You can use one of those giant hot dogs. But even then, like your old chap's had a sunburn.
What you want, Kingy, is proper Cumberland sausage, the one you buy by the length.
Brilliant.
so you can decide how flamboyant you want your edible man to be.
Actually, to be fair to Dave, having said that, in a former life he was an incredibly skilled prosthetics artist. So yes. No wonder he's thought about it.
No, I never made a willy. Never made a willy.
I know, I'm just bigging you up. Shut up. Honestly.
What else could you do? I don't know. The balls is a tricky one. Oh, I know, you could do lychee, though. Lychee without skinning it. Not a smooth one, just a proper one with the furry
one.
Too
small.
So it's hairy.
Too small. You could use kiwi fruit, but the colour's slightly sinister.
No.
Kiwi fruit's about the right size, isn't it?
Oh, what? They're huge.
No, they're massive, what? Aren't they?
Big bollocks, Dave. Look at him.
Hey, look at this. I'm just that's having a feel then. Of mine, and I'm thinking, no, the lychee's about right.
I'd have gone grapes.
Kiwi fruit, what can I say? Oh, nice. Kiwi fruit, yeah.
I'm impressed.
That's weighty.
Aye, weight of the world is upon them.
They could just make it, I'm being more creative now, maybe they should do marzipan and make it look really realistic and then paint it.
All the beans and everything.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to eat then as well.
What?
Well, what's the matter with the lychee?
Oh, yeah, still nice to eat. Yeah, true. Yeah.
A rambutan. You've got hairy, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
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 Why bother? Do you know what I mean?
I think it's fun. I like the idea.
Because everybody's going to cut round it, aren't they? And leave the bollocks and that to the last. Or is that a trophy to somebody to take home?
No, they're medical students, aren't they? They'll be straight in there.
Oh, I was thinking that, Delicious.
Yum, yum, hubba, hubba.
Do you remember we filmed at that bakery on Berry New Road?
Yes.
What was it called? Slattery's.
Slattery's.
And they'd commission all these cakes. Like, I had my wedding cake done there. But they also did like Wayne Rooney's wedding cake. And they did a thing like a life-size bed. It was for a hotel. It was a big chain of hotels. It was for a conference they had, put in cake, a full-size bed.
Incredible. So
they could make anything in cake. The application of cake, icing, and marzipan, they could create anything. It was so realistic. It was bizarre.
Amazing. Yeah, it was.
I'd stick to cake, really.
Well, there you go. Amy, Tony, Chris, Paulette and Colleen, I hope that your best friend enjoys whatever you choose. You've got a variety of selections that you can try there. But one thing we have learned is that Dave is a very well-endowed gentleman. So thanks for that.
I think it's age, you know, and gravity.
Never see a kiwi fruit in the same light ever again.
You can deliver cool in your sack, dudes. That's mad.
Do you remember that mate we had once who was very proud? But his were like, do you remember clackers that you used to get?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're the most extraordinary dangling.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, we digress.
Yeah, yeah.
If your life's in a mess, then the email address is theagonyuncles@thehairybikes.co.uk. Yeah.
Hey, well, after all that problem solving, I think we're all quite worn out. Oh. So it's time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for writing in and sending in your troubles. We do love hearing from you. And we really do read all the messages that you send us on social media.
Yes, we really, really do. Now, remember, if you haven't done it yet, email us at agonyuncles@thehairybikers.co.uk, agonyuncles@thehairybikers.co.uk.
Then make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss any of the new ones when they came out, because you wouldn't want to do that now, would you?
No, you wouldn't. So, until next week, it's goodbye from Tash. Tash?
Bye.
It's goodbye from Mr. Mark Jeeves.
Goodbye.
Mark Jeeves.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me and the best smoker. That's us.
Bye-bye.